The dollar selling in the aftermath of the Fed decision has calmed down a bit for the most part, though we're still seeing dollar demand against the yen on account of record high stocks and against the Canadian dollar on account of the very clear divergence in monetary policy outlooks from the Bank of Canada and Fed. Another market making moves on this Thursday is over in cryptocurrency land, and it's not Bitcoin. It's Ether making the move, extending its own run of record highs, seemingly on the very same momentum driving stocks, given the more appropriate correlation between Ether and stocks. But this also warns ETH could be exposed to a more intense pullback than Bitcoin if and when stocks finally do capitulate. For now, however, there's no sign of such catalyst, with the Fed still doing everything it can to incentivize reckless investment and the latest blowout numbers at Apple only adding to the euphoria. As far as the calendar goes in North America on Thursday, market participants will take in Canada average weekly earnings, US GDP reads, US initial jobless claims, and US pending home sales. That's all for now.